think this is going to be one of those interviews that we do from time to time. I think we've done it before on a few occasions that, you know, three soft goals and...
Oh, it's terrible, Steve. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. The first goal's a good goal from them, you know, yeah. A decent little bit of interplay. But it should have been cleared before that. Mm. And the second and third ones are just absolutely... It's schoolboy stuff. Mm. And it's not good enough for FC United. It's not good enough for any team at this level to be able to, you know, I just said to him in there, if you go away from home and you score two goals, you should at least be getting a point. Yeah. At least be getting a point.
And also restrict the home team to just three. I mean, they're the only three shots they've had on goal in 90 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that in itself is a good start, but when they all go in, it's not.
And for all our possession,
you
know, how many saves has our keeper made?
Yeah.
You know, we've got into some half decent areas, but the quality of delivery hasn't been good. And I feel as though we've not played that badly, to be honest. But just absolutely gutted for everybody who's travelled over there, you know, to be going away with nothing, really.
Yeah. I suppose from the point of view of nothing you can do about it, picking a team, you're hampered with the defence.
Yeah.
And there's an old centre-back partnership there, obviously Jonah and Dean, and of course they've not played together for a long time. Behind, like I said, you're a relatively new keeper.
Yeah.
You
can do, but I don't think that made any difference to the goals. The third goal, he's got to stand up. He cannot go to the ground as a last man.
I had to say good tackle and then realise it just broke straight back into play.
You just don't go to ground, you're the last man. The second goal, we've just got to be a little bit more acute in respect of allowing the free kick to be taken when they wanted it to be taken. Mm. We've got to use our heads a little bit because we were overloaded at the back post. And getting that message on to them to slow play down, that professional side of the game, didn't happen quickly enough, and again it's resulted in us conceding another sloppy goal.
Mm. But there are plus points. There's always plus points from games. Less, it's an extreme case. Nelson also gets his first start, and he did absolutely nothing wrong. So obviously, I think he faded towards the end.
He was going to get tired.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's probably not a pitch for a player like him to go and express himself as such, but I thought he did well. Quite a few of them I can hand on hat, and it's, I think the work rate that
I was going to say, the effort and the work rate is there, but
we just, at this level, that sometimes that's not enough. You've got to have allied to that a bit of brain, for want of a better word, and that was lacking today.
And no better way to get back on though than a nice derby on Tuesday night with Trafford, and obviously Bonnie well. And
it'd be a tough game. I don't know how they've gone on today, but I know they've been a decent run of form. So we've got to make sure that we learn from today's mistakes, and we can obviously look at Tom Davies will be back in contention, and hopefully Charlie Raglan as well. So we can look at that equation and affect things, because to be honest they've been excellent. So
and last question, Dave Cannell went a little bit of a block tackling, he seems to be limping badly.
I'm not sure. I'll have to see on later on.
Okay. So, I'll see you Tuesday.